Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're offering a musical grab bag show. Every now and then we like to do one of these and throw a whole lot of curveballs at you on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. And we're going to kick things off today with an obscure score from 1983 written by a talented composer named Ray Cook for a largely forgotten British drama called Careful, He Might Hear You. Let's take a listen. Exquisite music by Ray Cook, written for Careful, He Might Hear You. Next up, something a bit lighter and brighter. This is music from the 1978 comedy La Cage aux Folles, which of course was eventually a very popular Broadway show, and the movie was later remade, an English language version starring Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. But this is the original. It features music by Ennio Morricone. Take a listen. fun, breezy music from Ennio Morricone, written for La Cage aux Folles. Next up, we have music from a less well-known composer, a guy named Gil Mellet, who worked in the realm of jazz and did some film scores as well. As a film and television composer, he was one of the first to use electronic instruments, many of which he built himself. And he does that in this score we're going to feature, music from the Michael Crichton adaptation, The Andromeda Strain. Let's take a listen. Atmospheric music written for The Andromeda Strain by Gil Mellet. Next up, we move to music written for a very popular television series. This is by composer Ramin Djawadi, stuff written for the first season of Game of Thrones. Take a listen. We'll be right back. Music by Ramin Djawadi, written for Game of Thrones. Next up, an understated score from composer Carter Burwell, written for the Diane Arbus biopic Fur. Take a listen.
Thank you.
its music by Carter Burwell, written for the film Fur. Composer Philip Glass and director Godfrey Reggio collaborated famously on the trilogy of Cozzi films, and indeed that's wonderful music, but they also did work together on a short film called Anima Mundi. Let's take a listen to some of Glass's wonderful score.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're offering a musical grab bag on the program today. Next up, time to get really old school with music from Max Steiner, written for the film King Richard and the Crusaders. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Exciting music by Max Steiner, written for King Richard and the Crusaders. Next up, we move along to composer Alan Silvestri and his lightweight score for the Jennifer Lopez vehicle, Made in Manhattan. Music by Alan Silvestri, written for Made in Manhattan. Next up, we have a gloriously cheesy score from composer George Fenton, written for a film starring James Spader and Susan Sarandon called White Palace. Let's take a listen. Music by George Fenton, written for White Palace. Next up, we have Mr. Thomas Newman with his score for the Milos Forman biopic, The People vs. Larry Flint. Take a listen. Composer Thomas Newman's countrified score for The People vs. Larry Flint. We'll wrap things up on the program today with a selection from the great Jerry Goldsmith, written for another biopic, MacArthur, which starred Gregory Peck. It's a fine theme and a rousing way to wrap up the show. I hope you all have a great week. I'll be back at you later.